Good morning, students. Welcome to e-learning session for class 9th. Today we'll begin the 7th lesson, that is the last leaf from your textbook Moments. The lesson has been divided into two modules. The first module that we'll deal today deals with a synopsis of the lesson, then the author, followed by a general view on the lesson, and finally the characters in the story. The second module deals with a detailed explanation of the lesson, then the themes in the story, then the conclusion, and finally the hard words in the lesson. Let us get started with the first module, synopsis of the lesson. The Last Leaf is a short story written by an American writer, O. Henry. It was published in 1907 in his story collection titled The Trimmed Lamp and Other Stories. The story is set in Greenwich Village during a pneumonia epidemic. It tells the story of an old artist by name Behrman who saves the life of a young neighboring artist by name John C., who has pneumonia and has no willingness to live. You may ask, how does the old artist save the life of the young artist? The old artist, Behrman, in the stormy and rainy night, paints his masterpiece, an ivy leaf, on the wall and infuses in the mind of the young artist the willingness to get cured and live. In the process of painting that hope-giving ivy leaf, he catches pneumonia and dies after 2 days. Such was his sacrifice to save the life of a young artist named John C. Let us now learn something more about the author O. Henry. The author O. Henry lived between 1862 to 1910. He was born under the name of William Sidney Porter in Greensboro, North Carolina, USA. When he was just 3, his mother died, and he was raised by his grandmother and aunt. He was a keen reader, means he used to read a lot. But at the age of 15, due to some unknown reasons, he left school and worked in a number of jobs, including in banks as a clerk. In 1894, some cash was found to have gone missing from a bank in Austin, where he had worked. He was held responsible and was sent to prison. He was freed in 1901, and then he changed his name to O. Henry. Something about his works. O. Henry published 10 collections of stories and so many short stories in New York. Some of his famous short stories are The 4 Million, The Gift of Magi, The Cop and the Anthem, and The Last Leaf. He died in the year 1910 at the age of 48, quite young. You may look at the slide number 2 for information on him and his works. students, let us now move on to the general view on the lesson. You might have heard people say the following statements. Number one, where there is will, there is a way. Number two, thoughts can either build you or kill you. Number three, what you think, you become. And number four, willingness to live is better than medication. Some way or the other, these statements are proved in the story of the lesson. Let us understand how. The story is a symbolic one in which the characters and situations are representative of either optimism or pessimism. Optimism is to have positive thinking and pessimism is to have negative thinking. Students, wherever you are now or wherever you go, whatever circumstances you are in, you will basically find two types of people, optimists and pessimists. Optimists look at the positive sides of the situations and circumstances, while pessimists at the negative side of everything. Remember, you and I will also fall in either of the categories. Let us not separate ourselves from this. Thus, I think the lesson The Last Leaf, written by O. Henry, is an eye-opener for us to strive to become an optimistic person, to live a happy and joyful life. In the lesson, there are two friends, Sue and John C., who represent the qualities optimism and pessimism. John C. becomes pessimistic when she is down with pneumonia and thinks that she would die when the last leaf on an ivy creeper falls. Her negative thoughts bring her closer to ruining her life. Sue, on the other hand, is an optimistic person who tries her best to wipe off the negativity in her friend's mind and to infuse it with positive thinking. And she succeeds. Her friendship saves a life. The doctor who treats John C. is also an optimistic person, as he strongly believes, at least in the end, in the power of positive thinking, and says that John C. will not die but live. A 60-year-old artist, Behrman, also believes in optimism. He is past 60 but has never been quite successful at painting. Still, he does not lose hope and hopes to paint his masterpiece someday. He has been so positive in his life that he becomes a success before his death, as he paints a lifelike last leaf on the ivy creeper, which saves John C.'s life. So the well-known statements, as we said just few minutes before, what you think you become, where there is will there is a way, thoughts can either build you or kill you, and willingness to live is better than medication, are once again proved in this lesson. Students, let us now look at the characters in the story. John C. John C. is a nickname for Juana. She is a young painter from California who falls ill with pneumonia. With the sickness and pain, she becomes a pessimist and believes that she will die when the last leaf falls from the ivy creeper on the wall, which she sees every day through her window. She is also the protagonist of the story. The next character we have is Sue. She is Jonsi's roommate, another young artist. She takes care of Jonsi during her illness. As Sue is an artist, she earns a living by drawing illustration for magazines. She is best friend of Jonsi, and really she maintains a good friendship in her life. The next important character we have is Behrman. Behrman is an old painter, over 60 years, who lives in the basement apartment of the same building where Jonsi and Sue live in. He is old man. He looks small and weak and has a long gray beard. All of his life he has spoken of painting a masterpiece, but he has never started work on it. Behrman feels that the girl's safety is his responsibility. To save Jonsi's life, Behrman paints an ivy leaf on the brick wall that she believes to be the last leaf. And with the fall of that leaf, she thinks that she would die. Behrman catches pneumonia while painting that ivy leaf and dies after 2 days. Next character we have is the doctor. He is a busy and old man who attends to Jonsi and Behrman when they were sick. The doctor comes to Jonsi's bedside to assess her condition. He is pessimistic in the beginning about her chances of survival, as he acknowledges that a patient's will to continue living is integral to the survival. The doctor returns later in the story to confirm that Jonsi has regained her health. He also informs Sue that Behrman died in the hospital. Having understood the synopsis of the lesson and also the characters, we can draw the following themes: friendship, sacrifice, hope, pessimism, that is negative thinking, optimism, that is positive thinking, and superstition. Out of all these themes, I think the key theme is hope. We'll understand the story and themes in detail and difficult words in the next module. Thank you.